Hello.
Hey, Steven, it's Mario, brother. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
That's, I was just giving you the callback we scheduled today.
Yeah, so I'm here with my brother, Dawson.
Oh, hey, Dawson, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Just another day in paradise, brother. What can I say, man? I'm sure you know how that goes. You know, I woke up today hoping it was Friday, but it's not. Anyhow, brother, Steven tells me that you're trying to get his SEO going, you know, and
oh,
build
so we're
the
both partners. We have a different brother that's trying to help, that's helping us set it all up.
Oh, I thought you were the brother. My apologies.
So no, yeah, that brother, he's been helping us out with a load of stuff. He's our older brother. Me and him are partners. We work most days together or whatever. So we're just yeah, so pretty much it would be $249, you said, a month?
Yeah, it's $249 a month. That includes placing you guys on Google's first page. I explained to Steven the difference between, working with a company that has licensing and certificates with directly with Google. Again, I'm not discrediting your brother whatsoever, so let's, I just want to make sure that we're clear on that. There's a lot of software programmers out there that do excellent websites and do a great job at what they do. There is though a big difference, and if he's very, he's your brother. He will tell you very, very honestly himself that there's things that he's not able to accomplish. Not that he's not able to do it. It's just, it would hinder him, because he's not a premier channel partner to Google. To complete the things that we could on the back end. I mean, we're a huge company.
What's your company's name?
Local, like your local company, and then Splash, like a splash of water. Local Splash. I believe I send all that information over to Steven by a text message. Yeah, I send that over to him. I can send it over to you as well if you'd like me to do that.
Where is it?
And then I can get everything in writing out to you guys as well via email, if it's something else that you guys would like to see as well. I mean, that's not an issue for us as well. But
yeah,
to your excuse me.
Yeah, send it to us too.
Yeah. So I mean, to your point, that is correct. So it's $249 a month. That would put you guys on the first page of Google. It would allow us to build the website for the company. Like I advised, Steven, the GBP, which is the Google business profile that we create, that will go nowhere the minute that you guys say, hey, you know what? I don't want to continue with you guys, or if you guys ever decide to part ways with our company, that profile is going to stay on Google. We're not allowed to remove that from there, just so you know that. Aside from that, the website that we built, if at any point you guys decide to part ways with us, we are obligated under Google guidelines to sell you the domain rights to the website, which means that you guys can use it and go anywhere with the domain rights for $99. You guys will pay that one time, and then you guys will own the domain. Okay? So that's, very good to know, because a lot of companies, what they do is they hold this from you as a way to keep you, to forcibly say, hey, if you leave, we're going to take this back, and we don't do that, right? I mean, we're not allowed to do that under Google guidelines. So just so you know that.
Question. So if we were to make our own domain name, would that drop the price?
I already dropped the price, brother. Our pricing is $300 a month. I reduced it to $249. The only other thing that, I would suggest, and I wouldn't want to do this, if I'm able to lower the price, it's going to take some of the features out of the package, which is wouldn't be worth it for you guys. Because I can make it about $200 a month, but it's going to take, like, the Apple directory, the ads that we run through Facebook, and the listing promotion through Facebook. And for $49, $50, I mean, it's not worth it. I mean, I could do it. You know, that's not a problem. But would I suggest it? Absolutely not.
Oh, yeah, that's not worth it.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. What I was going to ask you, though, I wasn't so much interested in trying to lower the price with it, but we did pay for a domain. We have our domain, which is 110%construction.com. So what domain would, if we already have that, what other domain would you get, or how would you get another domain?
So we have an internal website that we would build, but I asked Steven earlier if you guys had a domain. He said you didn't, or you guys didn't own it, that it was through a third party. So if you guys own your domain and you have access to it, we can put that domain on Google. That's not a problem. But in order for us to do that, because of any copyright laws or so forth, we have to make sure that you guys have ownership of the domain. It's not like I can just throw it up there just because. So if you own it, I don't have a problem putting it up there.
Okay, what is it you need to so that we can show for sure we have the ownership?
As long as you have access to it, brother. You know, if you're able to log in, make changes, you know, if they give you the access to it, then that means you have rights to it as well. So we can throw it right up there. In a worst case scenario where you don't have rights to it, then we will build the website for you. So, I mean, that wouldn't be a problem. I mean, it's not like you're going to be left without a website. But if you guys have
I understand that, but like the domain is a little bit important, right? And the name of the domain matters. So we already have the perfect name for a domain. What name or like what domain would you guys use? What website or what? How would that
work? The site would still be under 110% construction, right? The domain, obviously, it would be with our company, Local Splash. The moment that you guys leave the business for whatever reason, if you guys ever decide to do that, whether it's, you know,
two months
from now or 2 years from now, whatever the case is, then we, you know, we sign over the rights to the domain over to you guys, but it's going to stay under 110% construction. So when somebody goes on Google and they're looking for any of the services that you guys offer, 110 construction under the same domain is going to pop up. So, the name of the business is still going to remain the same for the site, if that's what you're asking.
We'll both still have access to that domain, and you guys can edit it.
That's correct. So when we built the site, Steven, the difference between us building the site and you bringing in your own domain is that if you brought your own domain, right, we're not able to touch that, right? I mean, we would list it for you guys, but as far as the changes, you guys would have to do that on your end. You know, under Google guidelines and regulations, we're not allowed to touch anybody's domain because we can get sued if we do something wrong, right? So if we build our own, then we give you access to it where you can make the changes, and then we have access if you want us to make the changes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but the domain will still be your guys' until we pay for it?
Yeah, correct. I mean, it doesn't really matter if it's ours or not until you guys pay for it because we're going to be promoting it for you either way. You see what I'm saying? So whether the domain continues to be ours, it doesn't make a difference because we're going to be the ones promoting it on Google for you. So that really, there's no real definition behind that. I mean, now when you leave, then yes, you can take it with you. But while we're with each other, working with each other, it doesn't really make a difference. And I say that with all due respect, guys.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay, so yeah, I guess if we were to do this, which we're thinking that we did, we would want to use our own domain.
Okay. All right, what is that domain name? Can you guys provide that website for me? Can you guys provide it, please?
Yeah, it's just, let me just pull it up to make sure.
Mm-hmm. In the www dot, and then, I mean, is it like 110 construction, or what does it look like?
HTTPS.
Correct.
110% construction.
.com.
Okay, when you say percent, are we talking about the percent symbol, or are we talking about the word, brother?
No, it's the word.
The word, okay. 110% construction. .com. One second, sorry. Just got to note this here. Right now, is it just you two on the field? Do you guys have a crew? How are you guys operating?
Yeah, right now it's just us two.
Okay. And you guys are open to take on more work, right? Are you guys open for commercial, residential, or are you guys sticking to one or the other?
No, definitely doing both.
Both, okay. Bear with me.
Okay. We have guys Steven, that we could sub work to. We have guys that we could sub work to, so we have
okay, so you're doing subbing too. All right, hold on. Let me put that on here.
Yeah, we just haven't opened up to employees so much for mostly insurance reasons.
Makes sense, brother. Okay. And then, Steven, are you the only one that I can put on the account as an authorized party, or can I add you as well? I don't know your name, brother. I didn't ask you.
Yeah, Dawson, definitely add me as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Same last name, guys? Leaney?
Yeah, Leaney, yep.
And then, do you have your own number, Dawson, or did you want to just leave Steven's number on?
No, I'll put my number as well.
Go ahead.
That's 910-398-5737.
And you are a partner, right, to this?
Yeah.
Okay. Bear with me here 1 second. Now, the number to place on Google that, for your best contact number, I mean, is it that 701-651-8020?
Yeah, we'll use that one for now because it's a local number.
All right, keep in mind, you can always change that down the line, brother, okay?
Yeah, yep.
All right. Bear with me here 1 quick second. And what's a good email address for you guys?
Let me tell you it right here. We have, eventually
I'm not going to list it on Google, Dawson. It's just to send you confirmations. It's going to be communication between you guys and us. So if you have a personal one, that'll work great as well.
I guess we have one that we both use for our business as of right now, which is leanyconstruction110@gmail.com.
Bear with me 1 second. All right, bear with me 1 second. Let me just update this information on here. If a job, and I'm sorry that I'm asking this question again. I mean, the system's prompting me to ask you. If you guys get a job that's a little bit bigger, there shouldn't be a problem you guys satisfying that work, correct?
When you say a little bit bigger, what do you mean?
Yeah, you know, if you get a commercial job, that's usually what it refers to, you know, like a commercial work. Because a lot of the times, I mean, you know, residential and commercial, the system recognizes commercial as a bigger work job, obviously. So just want to make sure if we send work your way that's commercial, you guys are able to do it.
Yeah, that's fine. Yes, we have our contractor's license and everything.
Okay, perfect. All right, bear with me here 1 second. And then what times and what days, guys, that you guys wanted to show on Google that you guys are able to take calls from the customers?
Monday to Saturday.
Earlier, no?
8 to 6.
Monday through Saturday. Okay.
It's just calls.
8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay. All right, bear with me 1 second. Let me add that on here. What distance are you guys willing to travel for a new client, guys? You know, how many miles?
Huh?
I said, how many miles are outside of...
Yeah, sorry, hold on. We're just talking it over. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought you guys didn't hear me. My apology, guys. I'm not... No rush.
Okay. Yeah, we'll say 100 miles.
100? Okay.
Yeah, we do work that far here and there. So.
I mean, obviously, it has to make financial sense, right? I mean, you're not going to travel 100 miles for a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, true.
Okay, all right.
So, alrighty. We're wanting to do it in another town of North Dakota. That's more than 100 miles away. Are we able to put two cities?
Anything that covers around Grand Forks. So if you guys are doing, what city is that you're trying to cover, and how many miles is that?
It's Minot, North Dakota.
Fargo.
It's about,
oh.
Well, we're in Fargo, but we're trying to get Minot too.
Okay. And how far is Minot from Fargo?
About 4 hours.
Okay, in order to do that, because that is quite a bit of a distance, now we're talking about, what, the 300-plus miles now? We would have, yeah, you would have to provide us with a city that's closer in order for us to cover that town as well. Does that make sense? So if you have, like, an address that we, you know, we can put on there so it can cover it, because we can do... You know, anything, you know, the 100 miles, we can work with you guys, you know, 50 miles, 40 miles, it doesn't matter, but 300-400 miles, that's an increase in visibility. So we have to have a town, where you guys would have to be, you can provide us an address. I mean, I guess that's the easiest way to say where we can, you know, schedule you out from there 50 to 100 miles. Cause right now what we're doing is I'm putting you 100 miles from Grand Forks. Right. So
no, the main city is Fargo. Sorry, I don't know how you got Grand Forks, but it's from Fargo.
Okay, hold on. All right, let me put that on here, Fargo.
Yeah, how did you get Grand Forks?
I have here. Let me see here. What address is this then that comes up for me? Have you guys ever registered under Fifth Avenue, 4297?
Yeah, that was our last apartment in Grand Forks.
Yeah, so that's the address that comes up here.
How does that come up, yeah?
When we ran the, here, let me check here. I'll tell you right now. Bear with me 1 second. All right, give me 1 second, guys. I'm looking down where the address was, where we get that result from. Were you guys ever listed on HomeAdvisor, Angie's List, by any chance?
Yeah.
Okay, that's who listed up your guys' address as Grand Forks, by the way, just so you know.
Okay, well, yeah, we recently moved to Fargo, so we're in Fargo now.
Okay, what's the new address there, brother?
1750.
Okay.
42nd Street South.
42nd
Fargo,
Street.
Fargo, North Dakota. Yeah. 42nd Street South.
Yeah, I got you. 42nd Street South. I have a zip code that comes up for me, brother. 58103.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, perfect.
It's unit 102. It's an apartment building.
Okay. Yeah, I just for reference, just so you know, we don't need that. You know, we're not going to knock it. We're not going to put this on Google to somebody go knock at your door, man. So we don't,
okay.
We definitely don't want to put that unit number on there. Okay.
Okay.
Now you guys will get a call, from our IT guys, tomorrow, which is Wednesday. What time tomorrow, would be a good time that you have about 30 minutes to spare?
12:30.
Okay. All right, let me just double check, make sure I have that opening for our IT guys. And I'm sure you guys know what the IT guys do. I mean, the IT department, they take care of all the back-end work, you know, putting you on Google, doing the Apple, the ads through Facebook and so forth. Okay. All right.
So we haven't been able to register our business on Google due to the verification progress.
Okay.
So how do you guys get through that?
We'll take care of that for you, Dawson. We submit more verifications in the States than any other compliance, than any other marketing firm. We take care of the verification process. So anything that the IT guys and our operations department request from you tomorrow, normally, you know, you guys already have the business registered. Are you guys under an LLC?
Yes.
So what Google wants to know is that you guys are a legitimate business. And a lot of the times when you try to do this yourself, you encounter hiccups, right, where they'll send a message back to you. They'll suspend the account saying that, you know, something is incorrect or they suspected fraud or something of that nature. So that's another great point, just so you know, Dawson, that we can bypass as premier channel partners to Google. So as far as the verification process, don't worry about that. We take care of that on our end for you guys as well.
All right.
Okay.
All right, bear with me 1 second. I don't have 12:30, Dawson. I have 12 or 1 tomorrow.
Let's do 12.
So you can keep in mind the time difference, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're PST. You guys are at, it's 4 o'clock there. It's 4:11. It's 2:11 here. So, yeah, it's going to be, it's going to be 12 your time, 10 a.m. ours.
Yeah, we'll do 1, actually. Sorry.
Okay, hold on. Give me a second. Let me go back here. Okay, hold on. Let me change that then. No, it's okay, brother. You're good. All right, I switched it over to 1 p.m. I also need to create a password for the account, guys. This is in case we ever call you or you guys call us. We have to verify that only you, Steven, and you, Dawson, are the only ones authorized to make any changes and make sure that we're only speaking to you guys at all points. So there's 3 security questions. You guys can choose one of these. Whichever one you guys decide to go with, the answer to that will be the password for the account. I have your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do the pet's first name.
Okay, go ahead.
It'll be Push.
You said Push, like P-U-S-H?
No, B-U-T-C-H.
Okay, B-U, double T, and then an H?
No, B-U, one T, and C-H.
Oh. I was wondering, I said, man, I've never heard of that name before. Okay, I got it, Butch. All right, sorry about that.
It was a pit bull, so it fit perfect.
You know, it's crazy. I had a pit, we're talking about like maybe 7-8 years ago. I had a pit who passed away, but her name was Layla. She was a beautiful pit, man. I mean, very nice, very friendly, but everybody in the neighborhood was so scared of her because she looked mean, but she was a sweetheart, you know? And everybody has such a misinterpretation of pits nowadays, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, they look mean and evil, but they can be good dogs.
Right, right. Okay. Alrighty, bear with me here 1 second, guys. I'm almost done here. And you guys do have access to the email you provided, is that correct? LennyConstruction110@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to get those confirmations sent there in a second while we're on the phone. To get the ball rolling, Dawson and Steven, there's 2 ways that the company does accept for you guys to satisfy that monthly $249. You guys can either use a company card if you have one, or you can use a personal card. Which would you prefer?
We'll use a business card.
Okay. Keep in mind that we do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, so the card name has to match identically or our system will reject it. So does it say 110 construction, or how is it listed on the card?
Let me make sure real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It is 110 construction, LLC.
Construction. And that's not plural, right? No S, just 110 construction, LLC. Okay.
Yes.
And is that your name on the card, Steven, or is it your name, Dawson?
It'll be my name, Dawson Laney. Dash Stubbs. I have 2 last names.
Okay. Austin Leaney You said it's a dash on there? Dawson Leaney dash what now?
Stubbs, S-T-U-B-B-S.
Stubbs, okay. I got Dawson Leaney dash Stubbs, and then 110 Construction LLC. Okay, perfect. And is this a Visa, yeah. MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
All Visa cards start with a number 4. Whenever you're ready, you can provide that, and then I'll get that confirmation over to your email.
So, before we pay this, I guess we just want to make sure we're understand all the deal, I guess, that's going on.
No, it's okay, man. The email that specifies everything we spoke about, yes, I sent that to you where I was on the phone with you guys earlier. You should have that in your emails. Again, all of our calls are monitored and recorded for quality assurance. So everything that we discuss, there's no hidden charges. You're not going to get any surprise charges. Just because you guys are capturing more work on Google doesn't mean that 249 is ever going to change. That's going to be a flat rate. Now, if you guys ever do stop paying that 249, the thing that you will lose is your position on the first page.
Yeah, that makes sense. And how can we eventually get that on the first page? Like,
how can you what now? I'm sorry. Go ask that again.
Are we still able to eventually get that to the front page ourselves?
Without us? Yes, absolutely. It's going to have to be organically. That's where I told you that even your brother can do it, but you're looking at, I mean, if I'm being a straight shooter with both of you guys, that can take 9 months, 10 months, a year, because it's going to be organically now, right? It's not, you're not going to have the promotion behind a company behind you, like us. So, you could get it up there, but you're talking about hundreds of reviews where Google says, hey, this company is worth being on the first page. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, because right now, I mean, you guys can have 2 reviews and we'll still have you on that first page. That's because, you know, you're being promoted by us. But the minute you stop paying that, you can still do it. So don't let any other company tell you you can't. But it's going to take some time, guys. I mean, I'm just being very straight with you guys. It will take quite a bit of time. I mean, if it didn't, like I told you guys and I told Steven earlier, I promise that companies like us wouldn't be around for 20 years, brother. We would be useless if people can do this by themselves.
All right, just give me one more minute, just looking at this a little bit.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Take your time, man. No worries. Let me know if I can clarify anything for you guys as well.
So this saying the pricing on this little document at the bottom.
Yeah, okay. Don't get that confused. I get that all the time. People get it confused. Keep in mind, we're a direct channel partner to Google, so you're going to see all the Google services that Google offers, from local service ads to Google guarantees to the sponsors, and they all have different pricing. So, again, the pricing that you guys are set up as a flat $249, okay, that pricing is never going to change or fluctuate. And I stated on that document there for you, right above the terms, it tells you that exactly. This is not a contract. It's a month-to-month service of $249, and this price will never fluctuate. It's a flat rate, just so you guys are aware of that. So don't, you know, a lot of customers, they start looking through the terms, and they're looking at different things that Google offers, and it's like, wait a minute, what is this price, and why does it say $400 here? And it's like, hey, you don't have to worry about that. You're not getting, you know, different packages. Again, if you guys at every point, you know, guys are growing in business and you guys are booming out, there is, you know, bigger packages that Google does offer, you know, like the Google guarantees and the local service ads, which I don't think at this point I wouldn't even present that to you, because the pricing for those services are quite a bit higher, and I don't think that you guys need them at this point. I think that, you know, with the service that we're providing, with this, which is unlimited calls and unlimited people clicking on your site on the profile, I think you guys would do great on that, which is actually $300 a month, but I reduced that to $249.
Okay, awesome. So tomorrow they're gonna call us. They're gonna get information to set up the website.
So tomorrow you'll get the call from the IT department, right? So the IT guys are not going to process anything until they verify that everything that I put on there is correct. So they're going to go and say, hey, Dawson, hey, Steven, what keywords do you guys want us to use, right? Because keep in mind that Google is based off of keywords. I'm sure you both agree that nobody goes on Google and it's going to type in 110% construction. It doesn't work that way, right? Why? Because people don't know who you are. People are going to go on Google and type in, I need my bathroom remodeled, or I need, flooring or drywall or whatever it is, right? That has to do with construction. So our IT guys are going to make sure that you guys pop up under those keywords, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. So we need to come up with some keywords that tell them to put there?
Yeah, no, you don't need to come up with anything, Steven. I mean, these guys are professionals, brother. I wish I could tell you I know as much as they do. I mean, these guys go to school for a while to do all the back-end work. I don't know as much as they do, man, but I can tell you that you don't need to come up with anything. They're going to make suggestions that you probably say, oh, that's right. We do that as well. So you should be fine. Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, so they'll call us tomorrow, and then they'll get all the details right. And is that thing that you sent us, the contract or whatever it is, is that going to change if they find something wrong or anything like that?
Absolutely not, brother. Nothing is going to change, man. Okay, keep in mind that the call that we're on is being monitored and recorded, and anything I tell you, we have to abide by it. So I'm never going to put our company in a position where I say, hey, man, we're going to make you millionaires if we cannot do that, you know? Nothing's going to change tomorrow, man. The only thing that they're going to do is go over anything. They want to make sure that the information you gave me is ready to go so they can start rolling the ball out. You know, I mean, we're not going to put something on there, right? Let's say for whatever reason I had a hiccup and I put that you guys do window cleaning. And now you're getting calls from Google saying, hey, Dawson, I need my window cleaned. And you're like, wait a minute, why are you calling me for that? You know, so they make sure that our T's are crossed and our I's are dotted, man. That's all it is.
Okay, that's perfect. So they'll just confirm all that.
Next thing was, are you guys going to run Facebook ads? So that's just people that are on Facebook. You're going to advertise like our company.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever used,
I'm sure you guys have a personal Facebook, right? Have you guys been on your personal Facebook before where you guys are just scrolling through your buddies and, you know, the news or whatever the case is, and suddenly you see an ad pop up for, you know, a plumber or an electrician or somebody that does asphalt or construction or, whatever the case is, right? You'll see like an ad or like a commercial pop up on Facebook. So
yeah, all the time.
Okay. Well, that is what Google calls retargeting. So now when people are on Facebook, they will start seeing ads pop up, but for 110 construction based on the services that you guys offer, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Yeah, and those are included with the service.
Everybody I know just gets annoyed by those ads, but like I said, I don't have Facebook. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you this much. I don't know how annoyed they can get because they generate quite a bit of leads, man. So I don't know, I guess they're actually quite annoying, you know, for people to say, okay, let me call these guys.
Yeah, someone that's looking for our business, they're going to be real happy about that.
That's correct. So let's say you got a guy who needs, to remodel his bathroom or to do some drywall or something, and he hasn't looked it up on Google, but he's on Facebook, and he sees you guys. Believe you me that he's going to say, hey, let me check these guys out or give them a call and, you know, see what they're about. So that's why it generates quite a bit of leads because, you know, the people that are not navigating Google, they're usually on Facebook.
Okay. No, sounds good. Does that just run ads then? That's not going to make us a Facebook page or anything like that?
No, if you guys need assistance, you can advise our IT guys. They can instruct you and help you guys. I mean, always we would definitely do that with our clients to help out build a business profile account for 110 Construction. It's actually very simple to do that. So if you need help with that, Just let the IT guys tomorrow know when you talk to them. Hey, man, do you guys mind helping me set up a business profile for Facebook? And they would definitely be more than happy to walk you through that process.
That would be awesome. Okay. Would that be something that I could ask them to do that with my wife? That kind of helps us with some of that.
Absolutely.
Stuff?
As long as you and Steven give permission to your wife to be on there, because we cannot talk to them, keep in mind, unless they're authorized, right? So we're not just going to talk to anyone that's not on the account.
Yeah, that's fine. Me and him will talk about that a little more. I was just seeing if that was an option. Because I don't know how long that'll take, but tomorrow we are going to be working quite a bit, and so if that's going to take a little longer, maybe she could just do it. Do we need to add her on right there right now, or could we ask the IT to
You know what? Let me add her on right now, matter of fact. That's a good idea. Hold on. Is that okay with Steven?
Yeah, that is.
Okay. All right. What's her name?
Kimberly.
Burgess? Last name?
Burgess, Burgess.
I'm putting a note for our IT guys that she might need help creating a business Facebook profile.
Yeah, so I'll talk to my wife and we'll talk a little bit about it, and I'll just see if she could, if she's interested in doing that for us right now.
Okay. All right. Give me a second. Let me update this here. Do you want to add her phone number or no?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
It's 910-746-9834.
All right. Give me one second. All right, so if she helps, then she'll handle the social media Facebook end of it, okay. Creating a profile, her number, only board this. All right, so I just added her as an authorized party on the account, okay. Keep in mind that Steven is primary on here, okay. I hope that's okay with you guys, or I can change it.
What would that make a difference in?
It really doesn't. I mean, it really doesn't. It's just that the account is under his name, that's it. But everyone on the account is equally authorized.
Okay, that's fine. Then, it don't matter.
Okay. All right, bear with me here. All right, well, whenever you guys are ready, brother, I'm ready to take that card number to get this rolling.
Okay, the card number is 4259.
Okay.
0860.
Okay.
0143.
Okay.
5212.
Expiration date?
0627.
0627. And then there's something called a CC code. It's going to be the last three digits behind the card.
874.
All right, guys, stand by with me for 1 second while I verify that the card that you guys have provided is a valid one, okay?
All right.
While I do that, I'm going to read our disclosure to you guys, which is pretty brief. This will just take me about a minute at the most. So let me get this read over to you guys, and then we can wrap things up for tomorrow at 1 o'clock. I'm going to walk you through what is called a voice verification. The reason behind this is that we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement. And as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if you have any questions or need anything clarified, please stop me. Let me know. I'll be more than happy to clarify anything for both of you. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To make sure that I do have everything correct on my end, guys, can you please verify the name of the company?
110% construction.
Thank you very much. Can you please verify your name and the title that you have with the business?
Yeah, Stephen Laney. And I'm part ownership.
Part owner. Okay. And your other partner is here on the line, correct, Dawson?
Yeah, Dawson Laney, also partner.
Thank you very much. And you both are authorized parties to initiate services on behalf of 110% construction, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, perfect. And I think I'm not sure who whose card this is, but the person that is the authorized user of the card, is that you, Dawson, or Steven?
Yeah, it's me.
Dawson.
Okay. Dawson. Okay. Perfect. Just want to make sure. Okay. Get results as fast as possible, guys. We also ask that you guys are involved in the growth of the company. Okay. For this reason, we ask, if you guys agree, be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Yes.
Yes, sure. We agree.
Okay. Perfect. In hiring local Splash as primary channel partners to Google, we will be your certified marketing representatives as of today. The payment will be processed today, May 20th, for the discounted amount of $249. Your next payment will not be done until June 20th, and keep in mind that the amount is always going to stay $249. Now, also, keep this in mind, Stephen and Dawson. This is not a contract. This is a service agreement. It's a month-to-month. What does that mean? It means you guys have the right to stop or cancel the service at any time if you're not completely satisfied with the service after the first month. Okay? I mean, okay. I don't think that's going to be the case, quite frankly, but I do have to let you know that you guys always hold that right.
Okay. Are you – this is going to be on auto pay, right?
That's correct. The next payment will be recurring on the 20th of June. If whatever reason you guys wanted to part ways, you guys didn't want the service, all we ask is that you give us a call at least 2 days prior to the 20th of the month.
Can you, is there any way you could set up, and I'm just making sure, like, I'm not too worried about that amount going through ever. There's normally way more than that, but just to make sure, you know, it doesn't get us by surprise very easily. Can you send an email? Like, can there be a reminder email before, like 3 days before or something like that?
You know what? We don't have that set up yet, Dawson. I would suggest, you know, what I can do, and I'll try my best, because I've done this before. I mean, I haven't done this too many times, but I've actually forgotten myself. You know, I would call clients, you know, a couple days before their due date to let them know. I just got into a pickle about a month ago. Because I forgot to call a client. I mean, he didn't mind, right? But he just wanted me to make sure that I called him. And he said the same thing you said. He's like, sometimes I don't have money on this card. I would suggest, you know, I would try to do my best and call you at least 3 days prior. If I don't, please call me, and I'll give you my direct number at least as long as it's 2 or 3 days, and then we can determine there to make sure that, you know, there's funds on the card.
It's not completely for that at all, honestly. It's just for other stuff, but that's fine. We could set reminders on our phone and stuff too. It's always gonna go through on the 20th end of the month.
Yeah, right on the 20th, correct. Well, on the 19th at midnight. And the 19th at midnight, right, when it turns the 20th, yes.
Okay, that's fine. All right, sounds good.
Okay, all right, bear with me here 1 second, guys. I'm sorry, I know we've been on the phone for a little bit. Give me about 2 or 3 more minutes, I'll get you guys off the line. Alrighty, bear here with me 1 second. In a second, guys, you guys will start receiving text messages, you know, saying welcome to the company. In that same token, you're going to get emails. The emails are going to be sent. They're going to be identical, but we send them both via text and also via email. You guys are going to get emails, you know, welcoming you to the company. There's going to be one particular email, Stephen and Dawson, that you have to fill out when you get it. You don't have to do it at this exact moment. Preferably that you have it done before 1 p.m. tomorrow, because our IT guys are going to ask you for it anyways. It's 3 little boxes that say that you give us permission to call or text you when we need to, that the credit card that was used here today is yours and that you're the authorized person, and that the payment is done recurring the 20th of every month, and then it's going to ask you to type in your name, Dawson, because it's your card.
Okay.
And then let me let you know what that does. When you fill that out, it's going to do two different things. It's going to allow us to lock in that rate for you at 249, so make sure you get it done. And it's going to give you access to our dashboard. Our dashboard is where we're going to give you access to see how many people are logging into the profile on Google, how many calls you're generating from the GBP, the Google Business Profile, how many clicks are being done. Everything that we're able to see on the back end, guys, we're going to give you access to that as well. Okay?
Okay.
So,
I know reviews aren't going to be like that important, being that we're not trying to do it organically, as you say. But whenever later on in the future, we don't want to pay for this forever, which is a good deal. Not that
I think I know where you're going with that, brother. So I would suggest that you do get reviews right now that, you know, you'll be getting clients, because, I would say that reviews matter for your reputation and visibility, brother, because a lot of people are going to look at that. You know, and let's say
people are going to look at that when they search us up, and even though you guys are advertising, it's going to pop up real easily. Reviews are still going to matter. Is there like anything you guys do on your guys' end
to help with that?
Promote reviews, or is that something we just got to ask, hey, will you guys leave us a review?
Oh, so that's a really good question, guys. So yes, we facilitated to where you just send the customer a text, and the customer just by the click of a button can give you a review. We make it very easy, so that way the customer doesn't have to log into their account, you know, type in their password, and then log into the reviews on Google. That's why a lot of the times clients don't leave reviews, because they have to follow like two or three steps, which nowadays people don't even want to do that. So we facilitate it where the customer just opens up a text that you send them, hits 5 stars, and boom, it goes on to the reviews. So yes,
yeah, that's what
we
I wanted
also,
to know, because I know there's different processes to that. So yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah, we'll make that pretty simple for you guys, Dawson. So no worries about that. That's actually a really good question. But yeah, man, don't ever let nobody tell you that reviews are not important, because the day that you're not working with anyone, you want to have those.
All right, awesome.
Okay, I'm almost done here, guys. Sorry, man. I know you guys had a lot of questions. I don't mind that whatsoever, but that's what you know, it took us a little while here, but again, I don't mind. So bear with me 1 second. In a second, you guys are going to get those text messages that are going to come through. There's two things, guys. I can sit here and I can walk you guys through on getting that filled out. If you guys want to do that today, if you guys want to sit and read through it, that's perfectly fine as well. Again, we're not sugarcoating or not being transparent with anything. That's not the way that we do business. Everything that I have said to you on a recorded line is exactly how the way the cookie's going to crumble. So I can walk you through this process if you guys have 2 minutes, or if you guys can just get it done later today before 1 p.m. tomorrow. It's your discretion. What do you guys prefer?
We could take the 2 minutes. That's fine.
Okay. All right. Perfect. All right. Let me just all righty. Okay. It just went through that particular email. So can you please whoever can log into that email, please, that you guys provided, and it's going to be the first email. You're going to get a few of them, but it's going to be the first one that just came through right now. That's going to say Local Splash Initial Invoice. It's going to say, hello, Steven. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Let me know when you guys are there, please.
So it says to click, please click here to accept.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, you beat me to the punch, brother. All right, click on that. Okay, once you click on that, what you're looking for is the phone number towards the bottom left. It's going to say mobile phone 701-651-8020. Let me know when you see that.
Yeah, I see that.
Okay, right underneath that, Dawson, is those three boxes that you have to click on. You can go ahead and read through them. It's exactly what I advised you. I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my number. I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the card and all the information is complete, and you acknowledge that the payments are done automatic and recurring, and that won't be until the 20th of next month. And then about three or four sentences below that, you're going to see where it says signature, your name, and it's going to say Dawson Leaney dash Stubbs. Let me know when you see that, your name.
It's not letting me tap on these squares.
Oh, that's there we go. Yeah, I said that's a little awkward. Everybody can do that. Okay.
It's just like I was tapping it several times. It wouldn't register, but it registered it now.
Okay. So let me know when you see your name there, buddy.
Yeah, I see my name there. I typed it in now.
Okay. You have to type it in exactly how it appears there. It won't accept it. So that dash has to be there, the capital D, L, and S. And then once you do that, hit confirm right on the bottom. Confirm signature. If you're not able to do it, you have to turn your phone sideways because sometimes they won't let you scroll all the way to the bottom. If you did it correctly, it's going to take you to a different screen that's going to say, welcome to Local Splash, and it's going to ask you for a username and password.
Yeah, okay, that popped up.
Okay, so, all right, so what you guys have to do on your end, it's all set now. That username and password, Dawson and Steven, you'll get that from our IT guys tomorrow. They'll provide that for you guys. Let me be the first to say welcome on board, guys. Again, I appreciate you guys, you know, clarifying and asking as many questions as you did. Believe me, I don't mind one bit. You know, it's actually a pretty good thing. You know, we're looking forward to building long-term relationship with all of our clients, and we have thousands and thousands of clients. What we want, again, is to build a long-term relationship with 110 Construction, and we know that the only way of doing that is making sure that we're providing work, okay? So, again, I appreciate you guys giving us that 1% of your trust. It is our job to gain that other 99. Again, welcome to the family here at Local Splash alongside as primary channel partners to Google. Your first platforms, just to keep in mind, the ads that we'll be running on Facebook, the Bing, the Apple, the promotion, you guys will see listed. You guys will have presence on the internet within 7 to 14 days, so about 2 weeks tops. So just be a little bit patient with us, okay? I mean, I know that you guys probably done this with the other providers. You know, this is not something that's done within one day to another. If anybody ever tells you guys that, oh, yeah, man, I'll put you guys up there in 1 or 2 days, I promise you this, they're pulling your leg. You know, I mean, we work pretty fast as premier channel partners to Google. So just be a bit patient. The most important portion here, guys, is make sure that that 1 p.m. call is not missed. Since the service is already paid for, I want to make sure that there's no delays behind that. So please make sure you guys answer that call. Now, who would be taking that call? I mean, would it be you, Steven, or Dawson?
Yeah, it'll be Steven.
Steven, okay. Alrighty. So, alright, so the 80-20 number is good, correct?
Yes. I mean, if you want to put a note there that if for whatever reason that doesn't answer, to call the other one. My phone actually has some problems. The ringer's not too loud. I need to get a new phone here soon. But
okay.
Just for whatever reason, if you want to put a note there that don't answer, then to call the other one.
Okay, yeah. Is that okay with you, Steven?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right. Perfect. All right, guys. Well, again, man, it was a pleasure. Let's work together, guys. You guys will hear back from our IT guys tomorrow, 1 p.m. Again, I am going to put this on the notes here that if you don't answer, Stephen, we're going to direct the call over to Dawson.
Perfect. Now, one more thing. I'm just calling. You mentioned that we could get your phone number.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Here, let me send it over here right to you, brother. My email, you guys should have it already. I'm going to text it over to you. Is that okay?
Your email should be mmoyeda@localsplash.com.
You know what? I got to tell you something. I'm Hispanic, Dawson, and I don't very often hear people pronounce my last name correctly. You pronounced it correctly.
Yo soy de Mexico, compadre.
No way. Are you really?
Yeah, nosotros dos somos mexicanos también, pero somos güeros, pero nos crecimos de Mexico. Sí.
Oye, ¿sabes qué? Jamás en mil años pensaría que hablaran español con esos nombres, bro.
No, yeah. Si nos ves, somos güeros, somos americanos, pero nos crecimos de México, fuimos a la
escuela. Wow, I'm still a little bit in shock here hearing you speak Spanish, bro. I mean, Steven and Dawson, I mean, obviamente esos nombres You know, ahorita que me estás hablando español, así estoy como con la boca abierta, bro.
Yo ya me imaginaba con el acento que traes, pues, que eres hispánico, pero pues, no iba a decir nada, pero como dijiste que dije el nombre bien, pues sí, yo sé, yo aprendí y todo, pues en la
escuela. Yeah, you know, people don't pronounce that double L correct, right? So they're always, every time I speak to somebody, they're like, Molita. And I was like, sure, you know, that's it, you know. But so when you said Molleda, I was like, hey, man, you know, how'd you do that, you know?
How'd you do that?
Right, I was like, wait a minute. Yeah. Sí, pensé que eran Americanos, güeros, right? I mean, I'm born and raised here in the States, obviously. I was born and raised in California, Los Angeles.
The opposite. We're Americans that were born and raised in Mexico. We have dual citizenship.
¿De qué parte de México se crearon? Where were you guys at?
In Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. That's amazing, bro. You know what's more crazy is that you probably get people sitting there yapping in Spanish thinking you guys don't understand, and you guys are just like, yeah, you.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
man.
Funny. It's funny. It's a crazy world. But where are you from?
Well, I'm born in the States. My parents are from Monterrey, Nuevo León.
There you go.
You know, that's nice. Both of my mom and dad are from out there. Obviously, you know, they were not English speaking. You know, their first language is Spanish. But I gotta say, man, I this is a curveball for sure. 100%. You know, I never expected a Dawson to be speaking to me in Spanish. That's for sure. You know,
it's a pretty English name, American name.
Right. No, you know, usually it's crazy because when I talk to, you know, people that are Hispanic, I mean, obviously it's just common, right? Juan, Jesus, Felipe. So I'm always like, oh, okay, this guy probably speaks Spanish. Again, I would have never imagined, brother. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, but. Yeah, we can, let's finish it up. Dawson, you had a question?
I was just going to say, so if we have any questions with, like, logging in or whatever, I'm sure we're going to figure that out with IT, but just...
Yeah, have you guys ever had questions that I can help with? I mean, feel free to shoot me a call, guys. I don't mind. I prefer that number that I send you my info. Send me a text, because a lot of the times I'm on the phone with clients. And if you call, sometimes I can't get to the call because I'm on the line. But if you text me and say, hey, Mario, this is Dawson or this is Steven, give me a call. As soon as I become available, I'll shoot you a call. And if there's something that I can help with, I'll be more than happy. If not, I'll direct you guys to the correct department that can handle whatever questions you have.
Okay, so your number is 877-635?
Shit, that's my number. You can text me back there, and it's going to get directly to me. And if you ever call, all you have to type in is my extension, which is on there, 1128.
Oh, so that's not your direct phone number?
Yeah, no, that's the company direct number. If you call it back, you're going to get the system that answers you. As soon as it does, just hit 1128, and it's going to ring my line.
1128, okay.
It's on there. It's on the text message. It says my extension 1128.
All right.
Pues bueno, señores, muchísimas gracias. Me da gusto poder hablar con ustedes en inglés y español. I never in a million years I assumed this call was going to turn Spanglish. I'll tell you that much.
I'm actually headed to California next week.
Oh, okay. Okay, why? You know, what part of California?
I'm flying into San Diego, go visit some friends.
Oh, San Diego, yeah. I was just there in San Diego about 2 weeks ago in La Jolla. You know, it's a beautiful city, man. I mean, very expensive city, but very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, well, I will let you guys get back to what you guys are doing, man. Again, just do me a favor. Please make sure you guys don't miss that 1 p.m. call. I stress that enough because the service you guys already paid for, so let's just make sure we get the ball rolling on time.
All right, sounds good then.
All right, gentlemen, talk to you guys tomorrow, man. You guys take care.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Gracias.